Hey everybody, good morning. It is 10:12 p.m. or a.m. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM Lexington Community Radio, coming to you live from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky. My name is Chuck, and with us in the studio is a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Lori.
Hey, Lori.
You interrupted my favorite song of all time.
I'm so sorry. We can let it play out if you want.
That's okay.
That's okay. That was, can you tell people about that song? That was Pete
Townsend. That's Pete Townsend. Mm-hmm. And the song is I Am an Animal.
Excellent.
We're also vegetables.
Yeah.
And it does us good to remember that.
That's true. Keeps us humble, close to the earth.
Keeps us humble, close to the earth, grounded.
It's vital.
You know, sometimes it's good to remember you're an angel, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Excellent. So, Lori, how are things going?
Going good.
Excellent.
It's what a beautiful week.
Oh, my goodness. I know. It's been lovely. I went out to Moonshiners Ball last weekend on Sunday.
Good times.
Very good times.
Did y'all see the double rainbow? Almost double rainbow?
I didn't, but it was beautiful out there.
Ah,
absolutely.
Good.
I can't think of a better spot. Irvin, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Out in the fields.
Irvin.
It was beautiful.
Yet another beautiful place.
I noticed when we drove into Irvin that the sign on the entrance to Irvin, Kentucky said, what did it say? Where the bluegrass meets the mountains. It's like, that's a perfect description.
Yep.
Nice. So, Lori, so you work for the mayor's office, correct?
I do.
Can you tell people what you do for the mayor's office?
My title is Director of Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Excellent.
You know, I think it would be more, really, I'm a facilitator of arts and cultural affairs, I think would be more exact.
And Lexington has no shortage
we
of
have
amazing art.
No shortage of amazing art, amazing culture. You know, I have a great job. I love my job. I get to do awesome things. I get to work with lots of really great people, like you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Like, coming here to try to help support this community radio station, and I hope people are logging on and hitting all the right buttons.
Certainly.
To show their appreciation and gratefulness for what you guys do down here.
Well, thank you, Lori.
And talking to you. And you and you and you and you.
Sure.
You know who you are.
You out there listening. This is going in your ears, straight
this
to your brain.
This is going in your ears.
Processing it. So if you would like, this month is the Have Your Say in May campaign. And since LCR is totally funded through donations, underwriting, and grants, we need your help.
Yep.
So basically this month, we're going to have a fundraising drive. So you can go to lexingtoncommunityradio.org or gofundme.com/LCR May, and depending on your level of support, you'd be able to request a song, kick a shout out, or an interview request, or even program an entire hour on air, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Yeah. I'll let somebody invade my hour with a song if they'll give you $10.
Sure. And also, Lori, is it okay if we open that up for phone calls?
Sure.
So if you have any requests or any questions for Lori, you can give us a shout. The number is 859-721-5690. And give us a call.
Yeah.
Let your voice be heard.
Yeah. So I just ran into Sereda and Mercedes out there. Mm-hmm. They have an awesome art show. If we want to just talk about art,
sure,
here,
please,
on the radio station. Can you tell me the name of the show and when it's on?
Their show?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know the name. They just started it a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
But I believe it's on Monday nights from 6 to 7 p.m.
And it's a Spanish language show.
It is. A Spanish language show about local arts.
Yeah.
On El Pulso, which is 95.7, our sister station.
Yeah.
Which is located closer than a stone's throw away.
Yeah. Just
boulder push away.
Right. It's, you know, and it's just one of those other, you know, tune in, because there's too much going on here. People think they know everything, and all these kinds of shows that you all are doing really inform about a lot of the grassroots stuff and not grassroots stuff. And so,
well, thank you. And I think also getting local arts information out to our Hispanic listeners. You know, it's 8% of our city's population, and sometimes language can be a major barrier. So we really appreciate Sereda and, you know, the good work that all the DJs are doing over at El Pulso 95.7.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So Lori, so what's going on in the arts world here in Lexington? Any exciting projects that you're pumped about?
Oh, gosh, there's so many in the arts world. Let's see. Can I just talk off the top of my head?
Please.
So I'm very excited about the mural that's about to go up on the Phoenix Building on Vine Street. That should be happening by the end of June.
Cool. And I think last time we spoke, there was a call to artists, right? Mm-hmm, so who ended up getting the, who's doing the mural? Do you know?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that's okay. What, do you know what the mural is going to be of? Yeah, that's okay.
People can find it if they want to go to the Urban County Arts Review Board.
Oh, great.
Review and see it, because that's public information, but maybe I'll just wait and let people be surprised.
It'll be a surprise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's not a public project. Mm-hmm. It's on private property.
Oh, I see. On the Phoenix Hotel.
No, this is another project.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Public-private can get confusing and thin line, and but there's another one going up on the Village Idiot.
Oh, really?
Building. It's Man of War, because it's the 100th anniversary
of Man of War.
Cool. So that's where you're seeing signs up for all of that. There's lots of good stuff going on with that. You could check out the Kentucky Horse Park.
Mm.
And because they're kind of managing all that. Other art projects that are going on. We're going to be installing the murals on the Dunbar Center.
Mm. Oh, those are
in
awesome.
The next few weeks.
Yeah, those are really
they're amazing.
Cool.
Let's see. What else do we have going on?
Is Christine Kuhn, is she who did those?
Well, Christine Kuhn is the artist who conceived it and managed. But that was done with both people who take part in the programming that happens there.
Cool.
And young people from lots of different organizations, the Family Care Center.
Awesome.
Neighborhood, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's just, it goes on and on and on and on. And then, you know, then you get into the music festivals or the dance festivals or the, you know, the chamber thing coming at the end of the summer.
Cool. It takes a village.
With the pops. I mean, there's so much.
That's
so
awesome.
So much coming up.
That's exciting, though.
Playthink Festival is this June.
Yeah, have you been out to Playthink before?
Yes, oh yeah.
Yeah, can you tell people a little bit about it? Kind of your experience?
Playthink is, I have not stayed out there. I've only gone out there and performed with the marching band.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it's a flow arts festival.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, you know, yoga classes, capoeira, things for kids, art classes for kids, music.
Cool. There's a huge mindfulness element too, right?
Huge mindfulness element. I think it's from maybe Thursday through Sunday. Mm. It's a several day long festival.
Cool. Is it out in Berea?
Not Berea. It's not at maybe Berea.
Your homegrown hideaways?
Yeah, at homegrown hideaways. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so, Laura, you also have been to Burning Man quite a few times,
mm-hmm.
correct? Can you explain to people kind of what that experience is like for folks who haven't been?
Well, it, you know, the Burning Man organization goes out and puts in the, and this is where it's very interesting to me professionally. You know, they literally build a city out in the desert.
Yeah, it's called Black Rock City. Is that right?
And it's called Black Rock City. And that means, you know, when I say that, that means they literally, you know, put down little flags, make streets, make places for electricity within the city, plan where they need civic areas, fire departments. I mean, I'm just using those terms because they're not what they're used. They're not the terms used in Black Rock City.
Yeah, it's like playing SimCity in the desert.
Yeah, fire departments, medical services, free food, Kentucky Fried Camp, our camp. We have not got our placement yet this year. That's one of the, you know, Burning Man is an amazing anticipation kind of. So we don't know our placement, but we've always been, you know, for the last few years, we've been placed in a civic plaza, which means we are in a plaza where they have services, whether it be medical or police or fire or food. We do free food. So, and so it's a giant, it's the biggest public art festival in the world is kind of the way I see it. And you know, you're out there for a week, you're living in really hard circumstances. Mm-hmm. You do it right at the end of the day or during the day, whichever you choose. I kind of have to do it after dark.
Yeah, for sure.
You get to see some of the most amazing, for me, it's the collaboration between art and science that is just blows my mind.
Yeah, and I've seen images of, you know, giant mechanical steampunk octopuses blowing fire.
Yes.
Octopi.
Yes. That is nothing like, you know, standing on one side of the city and you see that thing, you know,
going
from a mile or so away, because that's how big it is. Gosh. I think that's the, and we, last year, I think we had 30 people from here go out. And so that's almost an entire hour on its own to talk about.
And so Kentucky Fried Camp, it's, so the whole idea of Burning Man is kind of, you know, a free economy, right? Or kind of a gifting economy.
So you give a gift without any expectation of a gift in return. Nice. And a gift can be as much as a bologna sandwich and a shot of bourbon if you choose. Nice. Which is what we as a camp, mm-hmm. one of the things we give a lot, our camp gives a lot. but it can also be looking somebody in the eye and saying something to them like, everything is waiting for you.
I like that, though. I like that idea of, you know,
communal because those are gifts.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, and, I believe the cliche that, you know, giving a gift is actually, it's the giver that, you know.
It's getting the gift.
Yeah, so sometimes giving a gift, you can't, nobody else can see
quote,
me doing this.
Quote, unquote.
Is smiling at somebody when you really don't feel like it. Those are the lessons of living a week in that, you know, the city has 10 principles you live by, and practicing those, you know, you're not perfect at it, but if you practice them, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's leaving people in a better place than when you met them.
Yeah, it's leaving everybody in a better place. For me, it's kind of, I like going out there, and I could never go on a silent retreat, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty silent at home. And, but I like going out there and not being silent.
Nice. And do you meet people from all around the world?
Is it
just people from the U.S. or is this international?
No. It's very mm-hmm. international. You know, there's a group of people called Burning Nerds, mm-hmm. and they're academics, very serious academics, mm-hmm. who, as long as I've been going out there, they do the Black Rock Census every year, mm-hmm. and at the end of that census, they create a report, a pretty in-depth academic report, mm-hmm. of the person, you know, where people are from.
Yeah.
Most everybody's from California.
Which makes sense in the vicinity.
But it's all over the world. I wouldn't be surprised if every continent is represented.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And it all kind of accumulates. And I'm always curious, are there concerts? Are there performances throughout the day? Or is it all kind of just people hanging out in the desert?
It's all hours of the day and night. Things are going on.
I see.
And you get a book at the beginning of the week, and it has an hour by hour.
Cool.
These are the things that people submit it. It's just like us trying to have a calendar.
Yeah. There's too much going on to get it all in.
You have to submit it. You have to submit it by the deadline.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So there's that. And then, but, you know, that's the kind of place like New York City. It's also really fun just to walk around and see what you come upon.
Yeah.
There's always something to come upon. But there are, you know, there are some really big sound cars out there. Those are the big mutant vehicles. Mm-hmm. The octopus has amazing sound systems.
So it's playing, music while it's moving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice. And, well, this is one of my favorite ever moments at Burning Man was there was a big sound car out there, and it was apparently, it was headed out into the deep playa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't see what's out there. Mm-hmm. So you know it's going to be in the deep playa mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you can walk out there or ride your bike out there and kind of look for lights. It's pitch black.
Yeah.
And look for the lights and kind of try to find it.
Wow.
Or you can follow it out mm-hmm. there. So they're like Pied Pipers. So you've got just this amazing sound system with this just, you know, booming, amazing music. And my memory is I was with my fairy god family, mm-hmm. My fairy godchildren, one of my children, friends, and 200 other people all on bikes, all lit up.
That's awesome.
All like banging our heads, riding along, following, because they can only move 5 miles per hour.
I see.
So it's just
it's a slow trip out to the deep.
It's just deep a playa. Slow trip out to the deep playa with, you know, so it's those kinds of things are always going on all over the place. You know, sometimes you'll run upon another favorite memory is one of those big cars with a big sound system, and they actually do live performances. Mm. Live performances are not as rare as you think, but not nearly. There's a lot more DJing happening out there. But opera.
Hmm.
San Francisco has an amazing opera community, and a lot of them are burners.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be dressed in, you know, the most amazing Burning Man kind of complicated costume on the top of this car doing alternative opera of some sort.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's everything like that. You know, there is Burning Man, gospel breakfast mm. there, you know.
Anything. Wow. Can you tell us more about gospel breakfast?
You know what? I've never made it to gospel awesome. Breakfast, but my friend Kay Dalton mm-hmm. And Roger, they never miss gospel breakfast. And then, you know, a lot of our, one of the things that our camp gives mm-hmm. to the community is we have quite a few members of the March Madness mm-hmm. go out there, and they kind of organize, and we are home base for the Orphan Band.
Mm.
And that is a marching band of anybody who's out there who doesn't have a marching band to be with.
Mm.
They all come together that week, learn music and go out and perform. And, you know, other camps will ask if you'll come and perform, and you just go and perform for free.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
So that's, so they do that. And then, but they're also a part of the Philharmonic,
mm.
the Black Rock City. What is it called? It's huge. It's, I don't know, 50, 60 people that are, wow. in the Philharmonic out there. They perform all over the place. You know, John Pope, who's in, plays trombone around town and plays trombone in March Madness. He was very, very, very popular when he kind of jumped in at the Jazz Cafe. And they're really hoping he comes back and jumps in more often.
I love that. Gospel breakfast, Jazz Cafe.
It's all, I mean, everything. Bluegrass, you name it. I mean, it's a city of 70,000 people, so.
Yeah, it's a lot. And at the end of it, there's a burning effigy of a man, right?
At the end of it, there's a burning effigy of a man.
So what is the philosophy kind of behind that? Does it kind of embody the philosophy of the whole festival?
Yeah, and impermanence, you know, but a lot of the impermanence is one of the things one is really supposed to be learning about out there.
Certainly.
So, burning the man, you know, where you're burning off all that finally at the end. And then the following night, that's another really interesting culturally. It's you know, it's nothing planned. Mm. It's just the way it happened. On the night, you know, there's an arc of energy at Burning Man. You know, it builds and builds and builds and builds until Saturday night when they burn the man.
Mm.
And it's just,
and it's about a week
yes, long? So from, we usually arrive on a Friday or Saturday mm-hmm. and set up. The gates usually open on, I think, Sunday morning mm-hmm. or Saturday afternoon.
I see.
For everyone to come in, and everybody has to build their camp, mm-hmm. and people are still building art. Sometimes people's art projects don't actually get finished until the middle of the week.
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
they don't get finished at all,
yeah.
because it is a participant-driven festival. You got your 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
if you don't get it done.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the man burns and everyone is gathered in 70,000 people.
Wow.
Art cars, bikes, gathered in a giant circle around him. Every art car is playing their music as loud as they can play it. It's just the white noise is, they don't allow lasers anymore because a few people got injured, but they do come off the cars that night, and you know, the sky is just with lasers everywhere. The following night, they burn the temple, and the temple is where people go to leave if they've lost someone. Anything that you would go to a temple, it's very quiet there. People turn off their music when they go there. That was started by someone, an artist built that because someone who was very involved with Black Rock, with Burning Man, had committed suicide. And he built this temple in honor of him, and it became so popular that it's something that happens now every year. Wow. And is part of the yearly. That night, it's silent. And nobody told anybody to be silent.
Yeah, it just naturally evolved that way.
It just naturally evolved. And again, you've got, you know, fewer people because a lot of people leave after the man burns. But, you know, quietly walking up there, the lights are not flashing. There is not the throb of... it's just quiet. Yeah. And then they light this thing and it's, you know, it's huge. It's a huge structure. And as the, you know, 30 minutes into it, finally, where the skeleton finally falls, that's when people
start to talk
and, or yell out, you know, I miss you, Dad.
Wow.
People start yelling out things as you're watching the papers, because people leave papers and all kinds of things at the temple. They write on the walls. And then we've started staying, the last couple of years, we've started staying on the Monday night, because on Monday night's the night that all the hardcore scientists, the hardcore fire scientists, burn up all the fuel they have left.
Yeah.
With these, you know, there's this one woman who has... It's a car with all these pipes all over it. It's a little car, like an MG Midget or something.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can probably drive it. I think it just is the base of this thing. All of those pipes make a particular...
Like a different pitch?
Pitch. And a bigger flame, a bigger poof. And she plays it with like this... keyboard that she holds here,
so it's,
you know,
like a,
and she's
like a pipe organ kind of.
It's like a pipe organ,
flames.
But it throws flames and it throws, and it's very cacophonous. It's you know, you sit there for a while until you kind of get her groove, but then it's, oh my gosh, that night is pretty amazing. You know, giant poofs of flame. They've taken all of the broken down bicycles that have been left because it's a leave no trace. Everything has to be taken out. Let's just mash it up and burn it up with a gigantic robot. So there will be robot fights.
Wow, jeez.
That's crazy. You know, where they're like throwing bicycles into the air. And so it's amazing. I want everybody to be able to go, or even more, I'd love to be able, you know,
Well, Lori, I'd love to talk to you more about it. Maybe we should take a quick little break here.
Yeah.
But we can also remind people they can call in, and if you have any questions or requests for Lori, the number is 859-721-5690. But do you have a track you wanna play for us?
Let's see. Let me see here what I've got. I don't know that I have it ready.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh wait, no, I do. I do.
Sure.
Here, I know what I'm gonna play. You know, here's something really exciting. Tonight is the Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah, Chris Christopherson's in town.
Yeah, so, you know, I got it going. Can I just hit play?
Please.
Oh, wait, I think it's going to add first.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear an ad.
That's okay.
Well, let me hit that skip ad. Can't come soon enough.
Well, how about I'm going to play some spots here real quick, and then we'll play the song. What song you got for the people, Lori?
Oh, can I play it?
Sure, yeah, you can go ahead and play it. Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. That's no problem.
I think it's now it's ready.
Okay. Yeah.
Now it's ready.
Let's do it up.
It's playing.
All right.
That's all there is to it. That ain't so goddamn much. Hey, I'm sorry this booze will blew your brain. Your brain, friend. What's coming down? I had temporary
Hey, no, listen, we did that song 3,726 times.
So, Lori, what are we listening to right now?
So, we're listening to Kris Kristofferson from A Star is Born. The most romantic movie ever. Do you know that movie?
I do know it, but I've never seen it.
Well, you know, Barbara Streisand, well, Kris Kristofferson was a rock star.
That was their love. They were lovers, right?
Yes, and I had this album, and this was my favorite rock and roll song from the album. So this is, let's see what this is called here. Hellacious Acres.
Wow, that's quite a name.
From 1976.
That's awesome. And Kris Kristofferson's going to be in person tonight.
And he's going to be in person tonight at the Kentucky Theater.
I think doors at 6, mm-hmm. showings at 7.
Yeah, tickets still available, I'm sure. So everybody should go to that, too.
Shout out to Lucy Jones.
Shout out to Lucy Jones.
Fred Mills.
Yes.
But nonetheless, we're going to hear some Kris Kristofferson here.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back with Lori, and you're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM Lexington Community Radio.
Hi, this is John Lackey from Homegrown Press Studio and Gallery, and you're listening to WLXU 93.9 LPFM, Lexington Community Radio.
This portion of Lexington Community Radio's programming is brought to you by Good Foods Co-op, located at 455 Southland Drive, community-owned since 1972. Stocked with local products daily and a wide selection of specialty foods, including gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and vegan. Our cafe and hot bar offers an assortment of house-made dishes, drinks, and sandwiches featuring organic and regional ingredients. We love local products because we are one. Good Foods Co-op on Southland Drive is open every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lexington Community Radio thanks Good Foods Co-op for supporting true community radio.
Studies show that when car seats are used correctly, they can reduce infant and toddler injury and death by up to 70%. But those same studies indicate that nearly 80% of car seats are installed incorrectly. We all want the absolute best for our children, but in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it can be hard to find the time to learn everything we need to know about our child's car seat. Let the Lexington Fire Department take the guesswork out of it for you. If you have a child that uses a car seat, schedule an appointment with the Lexington Fire Department for a 15-minute class on how to install the car seat.
For more information on the free 15-minute class on how to install your car seat, call 859-455-SEAT. That's 859-455-7328 to schedule your free appointment.
Do you need to see a doctor but have no health insurance? The Mission Lexington Free Medical Clinic is located at 230 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. If you are over the age of 18, currently live in Lexington, and earn less than $21,000 a year, please call 272-0219 to schedule an appointment today. That's the Mission Lexington Free Clinic at 230 South Martin Luther King Boulevard. Just call 272-0219. That's 272-0219. Or visit www.missionlexington.org for more information.
Lexington Community Radio is entirely funded through donations, underwriting, and grants, and we need your help. Lexington Community Radio is hosting a fundraising drive throughout the month of May that enables supporters and listeners to have their own time live on the air. Donors can access different levels of airtime depending on their level of support. These levels include a song request and dedication, a shout out, your interview request fulfilled, or even hosting your own one-hour show. Special guests will also be in the station all month long asking you to call in your support for our local community radio. Some of these guests include Ben Chandler, Jim Gray, Allison Lundergren Grimes, and more. To find out more information, you can visit our GoFundMe page at www.gofundme.com/LCRMay. Thanks for listening to Lexington Community Radio.
Hey everybody, we're back. You're listening to Bluegrass Bios here on 93.9 WLXU LPFM, Lexington Community Radio, coming to you live from the north side of Lexington, Kentucky, here on beautiful historic 6th Street in the Johnson Elementary School, now known as the STEAM Academy.
Y'all have got some amazing murals around here.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal, the work that's been done, especially to this building too, and with STEAM Academy.
Oh yeah, you know, I love the science one.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know your son.
My son is a student here. Yeah. Yes,
and STEAM just recently graduated their first class.
I know, isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting, and I think a perfect example of what our schools can be. Mm-hmm. This is the high school I wish existed when I went to high school.
Me too.
So STEAM, shout out. Mm-hmm. So Laura, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I know we've been talking about Burning Man, mm-hmm. but March Madness Marching Band.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I know you're one of the founders and
yes.
it's a huge, huge part of that. So what's happening with March Madness Marching Band?
They are preparing for a busy summer. Mm-hmm. I think that the band is playing at Playthink, and mm-hmm. of course we have July 4th. We always will. We're preparing for that parade. Cool. I think we'll be going to Detroit again this summer for their marching band street festival.
That's cool.
Yeah, they have. You know, we've been going. We went to Austin, Texas, for 5 years, mm-hmm. and that's pretty expensive and takes a lot of time. And they have a much smaller, scaled down festival in Detroit that we went to last year. It was tons of fun.
What's it called? Do you know?
Crash.
Crash.
That one's called Crash. And you know, it inspires us a little bit to want to kind of do our here.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean,
it'd be great. We're centrally located, so all the folks from Detroit and Austin can just meet here in Lexington.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think that we have enough bands that are in within 6 hours driving distance of us. I think if we invited two or three bands to come for the weekend and just kind of hang out in the parks and play, and I think people would come check it out and really dig it.
Yeah, and I think the most beautiful part of March Madness Marching Band is that it's just community members here in Lexington who have their own talents, whether it be playing music or dancing or mm-hmm, hoop mm-hmm, troop.
Mm-hmm. At varying levels and skills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can. I actually, to be totally honest, I haven't been as active with the band. I haven't performed with them in since last summer, maybe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I could jump back in and perform with them anytime I wanted. Yeah. Now, I don't do anything that requires preparation. Mm-hmm. If you played an instrument or did choreography, you would jump in a few weeks in advance so you could get ahead, you know, get. But so, you know, we just have every level of, and they practice on Sunday afternoons at the Carver Center. Mm-hmm. So if anyone ever wanted to just check it out. You know, the only requirement we have is that you bring the banana. And that just means you just bring whatever you think you can give to the band.
Bring your heat. Bring that chutzpah.
Bring the chutzpah. You know, we'd love to have you.
Yeah.
And our marching band, one of the reasons I'd love to bring other bands to town is because, you know, they all have their own personality, especially if they are a volunteer, community-focused band. And, you know, our niche is, you know, we usually have we do these hour-long performances. A lot of our songs have an actual story arc, and we tell a story. There's a lot of storytelling involved with our band. And our band learns arrangements, not to poo-poo anybody else's efforts.
Yeah.
A lot of bands have really great musicians who get on a... They just get together on it.
This isn't just Yankee Doodle Dandy.
And rock it out, you know.
This is, like, very complex.
Yes, you know. And because Trip Bratton, you know, arranges all this stuff.
He runs the germ program at Berea University, he's the mastermind.
He's the mastermind of the arrangements, that's for sure. John Pope has arranged a song for us, and maybe one other person has arranged one song for us. But, so that's kind of what's going on with the band this summer. You know, the usual, we'll start preparing for the Thriller performance, which is usually kind of an 8-minute long, our version of a marching band show.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and if you're a marching band nerd, you know that most of those shows that they go and perform for the championships and stuff have a story.
Definitely,
And so it's our kind of version of that on stage for 8 minutes. So
That's exciting. So so Lori, I want to ask you a little bit about this Phoenix Forward program that's happening downtown. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it starts in June, and it goes through the end of July. It's another, you know, we're so, it's so awesome that we're a night city. And so it's another effort collaboration with the Knight Foundation grant between the library, the city, or parks and recreation specifically. All summer, Phoenix Park is kind of being transformed into a better event space to do more programming there. Parks is going to bring out their storytelling, their Saturday morning storytelling hour, which is very popular.
That's cool.
Throughout the summer, on Saturday mornings, it's going to come outside. There will also be other activities for kids, whether it be, you know, balloon shapers or clowns, you know, something maybe appropriate to the book they're reading or whatever. And the Downtown Lexington Corporation is going to be moving their artist market over into that. So that's what's going to happen on Saturday mornings. And I think that lasts until about 2. And then Tuesday through Thursday nights, there will be a beer garden at Phoenix Park.
Wow.
And performance or activities, kind of more adult activities. And actually, LexFX is actually programming some of the nighttime activities for us. So I can't remember what all. But, you know, and it just lasts until 8 or 9. You know, it's not all night, but it's given us some money to do some upgrades to the park. You know, the fountain has that, if you think about the fountain and where you could walk across the two, it forms that kind of triangle and the water ran there. Well, we've covered that. So now the water's on either side, but the middle where you were once separated by that water, if you had a band, you've got that whole area.
Oh, that's cool.
To set up in, or dancers, or, you know, whatever. We've added, you know, it's kind of brutal over there with concrete. We've had some money to bring in more flowers and
green it up a little bit.
And we've painted, you know, just making some simple, it's not a lot of money, but making some simple changes. You know, we painted the flower boxes a bright color teal just to put some color.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so concrete-y down there. Some lights, better lights down there. You know, we've wrapped the trees, and then we're also going to do some decorative uplighting to just make the space more comfortable and more fun for everybody, even the people who are there, hang out there now. Mm-hmm. It just, it's not a very friendly place.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of shade. There's not, we've got the dog park in there now. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to have that little amenity. It's, excuse me. I love walking by there and seeing, you know, a couple of dogs. Last week I walked by, there were two Boston Terriers in there just having the best time.
And before that, there wasn't really a dog park downtown, right? I mean, there is.
No. And, yeah, you know, that dog park is really a stretch. It's really a dog run. Mm-hmm. No, there was no place where downtown where you could take your dog and let it off a leash and just let it have a little bit of space, mm-hmm. to. So Dennis Anderson, who owns Park Plaza, helped with that because, you know, he's a lot of people up there who, yeah. have pets.
For sure.
So it's a really nice amenity for them and for everybody who lives downtown to, you know, have a nice little spot to let their, and you know, sometimes you'll, you know, one day it was, I don't know, something really, really big, like, wasn't a Great Dane, but it was something gigantic. Like a
Dachshund or German Shepherd or
like
something.
Like a German Shepherd or something, and, you know, the cutest little Pomeranian, yeah. you know, and Pomeranians, they own the world. It doesn't matter what size, mm-hmm. they are. Yeah.
They're Napoleon tougher, complex.
They're tougher than anybody in the room. Yeah. And they were having the best time in there. So I love the dog park being there. So I think just making that park a comfortable place for a lot of people hang out in that park. And so let's make it comfortable. Knight Foundation gave us a little bit of money to try out some stuff to try. Cool. Because those things cost money.
For sure.
You know, it's not the kind of thing that either the city or the library or anybody involved can just go, hey, let's do this. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot of money to do those things, and they've given us the money to do the programming, and in it, you know, we've been able to put a few things in the park that hopefully we'll be able to stay there to make it an awesome place.
Yeah, yeah. Another piece to, you know, bring folks downtown and engage people, give them a chance.
And you know, the Knight Foundation really focuses on equity, and what they really want to see is all types of people using that park. Mm-hmm. Any public space. The place that we did last year, and hopefully we're going to be able to bring back again, is the spray ground up, mm-hmm. at Eastern. Did you ever go up there
last summer?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
when we do that again this summer, fingers crossed. That was another Knight Foundation, mm-hmm. done with another Knight. It's a prototype, you know. This prototype idea is such a great thing that's happening now, where, mm-hmm. you know, you have an idea for this, something that you think would be great for the community. Let's make a prototype of it, mm-hmm. and test out and see what happens, and if it, before we spend millions and millions of dollars to do something that's going to fail.
Rolling the dice, yeah.
Well, and you get a lot of questions answered. Mm-hmm. You get to make some of your mistakes that way. So last summer we got to do a temporary spray ground up at Eastern Park, which is at Eastern in Short.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
And it was always, you know, a scene of every type person, you know, that you can run across in Lexington. Every time I went there, mm-hmm. I met someone new. I met people who were traveling from out of town, thinking about living here, cool. and saw it. You know, it's people come from all over to go to that. And we're actually getting, I don't know when they're all going to be completed, but several of our parks are actually getting real spray
geysers,
water features, water. And stuff. Cool. Yeah. So there's more around town than just the ones that are down here, which, yeah. aren't really, you know, the two that are on the plaza are meant for water play and splashing. Mm-hmm. But I would not ever suggest anyone get in the Thoroughbred Parkland, especially on the backside, because there's a lot of machinery in there. But a lot of people do get in there.
I see.
So, because we need it.
Yeah. I've seen a few folks take some rubber duckies. Or the inflatables.
I've seen that too. It's pretty darn cute.
Yeah.
And they were in the front, so not as scary. Yeah. You know, the water is probably not very clean, but whatever.
Certainly. Maybe
the backside of that fountain truly does have, like,
some mechanics, yeah. Maybe go down to the courthouse to play in the water.
Yeah, go down to the courthouse to play in the water, or we're going to have these new splash pads.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly where they all are, but that will help, because we need them, because
Yeah, that'll be fun. And, mm-hmm. and Lori, there are so many parks in Lexington, and I feel like so many parks get overlooked.
Yeah.
And, one of my favorites is Heil Park, which I don't know if a lot of folks know about, but there's an archery. It's basically a farm that was given to the city, I believe,
mm-hmm.
That people go out there and ride their horses. But there's an archery park up there, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit up north, a little bit up near Paris Pike-ish
uh-huh.
area.
Uh-huh.
So are there any parks in Lexington that you enjoy that you think are underutilized or underknown?
That I really enjoy? Well, one of the things that I think that I really, really love that, you know, there's a supply and demand issue, so it's not underutilized, but I wish we had more, is the stables out at Masterson Station Park.
Yeah.
I love the horses and Georgia and her relationship with the horses, because she's been running that stable since it started. And I really love that. I love the little park down near the distillery district.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like I like the ones with the park things that look like they still aren't quite up to.
Yeah. Is there like a gazebo and a basketball court
yeah,
over there?
Yeah.
Right before Town Branch kind of surfaces.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of parks that were in the town of 700 that I grew up in.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
That's what those parks were like. But you know, we have 108
parks.
Parks. Going anywhere from the size of Masterson Station or Jacobson down to a 1 acre or half an acre mm-hmm. little spot. So. There's so many. I want to go to that one that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's great, especially if you like to shoot archery or if you just like to walk around. It's just a nice big open trail.
Yeah, McConnell Springs mm-hmm. is great. I love all the dog parks.
Yeah.
Our parks and recreation division is, I mean, they do so much. Last weekend was the Sheep and Fiber Festival. Mm-hmm. Did you make it out there?
I didn't know. I really wanted to, but yeah, I've been before. But
yeah, I have too.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's a pretty amazing thing. And you know, it still blows my mind that they you know, put fish out at Jacobson Park, different type, you know, fish for people to go fishing off the side there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many opportunities like that that. A lot of it are things that I might not actually go do. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so cool that we have those opportunities through our parks. I know a lot of people, you know, their kids do dance through dance capers through our parks system, mm-hmm. and they'll be with that program from the time they start. And I know. Amber Llewellyn, who you definitely need to have on sometime,
mm-hmm.
I think they had at least two or three this year that are headed off to college now, and they are going into dance, mm-hmm. and they got all of their training through the program at Parks and Recreation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And even Woodland Park, too, you know, Ballet Under the Stars.
Ballet Under the Stars.
Lexington's
opera.
Park game.
There's an opera event now mm-hmm. a lot of people may not know about. It happens out at Moondance.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happens maybe August. And that is an effort between our Parks and Recreation and the School of Opera mm-hmm. at UK. And it's called Opera Under the Stars.
Cool.
And that event is really, really fun.
Yeah.
And amazing. And, you know, you asked me about the Pam Miller
The new Pam Miller Art Center.
Yes, yeah. And I, like I said, I don't know the history well enough to know. I know that she was key
mm-hmm.
to us having the Art Center, which is great. It's booked solid now all the time.
Cool.
I forgot what I was going to say what were we talking about?
Well, the Pam Miller. Well, I think it is incredible, too. I mean, the former downtown Art Center was just recently renamed for Pam Miller.
Yes.
The former mayor of Lexington, instrumental,
yes.
and Kentucky Theater, and
yes.
all kinds of amazing Lexington Farmers Market.
And the Philharmonic, mm-hmm. and that event was amazing because it was just filled with people, all those people, who really, really saw, even back when she was mayor, the culture, arts and culture, that's, you know, it is quite a treasure here that we should. But what was really fun at that event is Everett McCorvey
mm-hmm.
from the UK School of Opera. He had brought in several people. I don't know that. I think they were probably, they weren't students. They looked probably more like they teach at the university. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to everyone, as we were waiting in the lobby to go into the Black Box Theater, mm-hmm. they started doing opera at each other across the room. It was like, so delightful.
Like a flash mob, kind of?
Yeah.
Opera mob.
And, you know, and like standing up on chairs and screaming at each other, doing a scene from, you know, an opera that the School of Opera is going to be producing next year. But it was amazing. I mean...
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool because they're really, really, you know, if you're going to hear opera, these are people that a lot of people would just, opera nerds mm-hmm. would be like, what?
They were
you
there?
Heard Everett McCorvey and standing on a chair?
In the Downtown Arts Center?
Yes.
Well, that's incredible. And, you know, yeah. I appreciate that. I also appreciate the city, you know, recognizing, you know, giving credit when it's due. And
yeah.
giving a shout out to Pam Miller.
Yeah, and who's leaving town, you know. Mm-hmm. She's moving away after all these years. So,
yeah.
So we'll miss her, but she's leaving quite a legacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Lori, thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate you spending the time and getting up here on Tuesday morning to come in and chat with us.
I hope some people... Nobody requested any songs, so I hope they just opened up their wallets and their hearts.
Certainly.
Without... needing a gift in return.
That's true. It's the selflessness, you know.
Selflessness.
It's the Burning Man philosophy coming to Lexington Community Radio.
That's right.
So, so if you're out there and you want to give or you're in a position to give, feel free to go to our website, lexingtoncommunityradio.org, or you can go to gofundme.com/LCRMay. And give if you can.
Yeah, I'll remind everybody when I get off there.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So, Lori, is there anything we missed or anything you want to let the people know about?
Let's see. Well, I just want to remind everybody that, I mean, June, things really get hopping. The Friday Latino Live series is going to start.
That's
and
exciting.
I think you mentioned something about a DJ.
Absolutely.
That you're excited about.
Shout out to La Chulis from our DJ, Circe Perdomo from El Pulso Latino. 95.7. So we're coordinating. We're working with Flaca to put together some of these shows and help promote them.
Yeah, and I'll post some dates on my Facebook when I get back to the office. But you know, that's one Friday a month. Mm-hmm. If you like to salsa dance,
it's a great
fifth
event.
Third, it's a great event. Another dancing event that's coming up is Swinging on Short. That's been going on for years and years. They bring out the showmobile. They close short between the big courthouses and swing dancing.
It's nice. In the street?
In the street, yeah.
That's fun.
And it's a pretty big event, too, if you are a swing dancer or if you're just interested in swing dancing, you know, it's another one of those... You don't have to already know how to swing dance because they're going to teach you some swing dancing steps down there.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's coming up, another dance thing. So all that, you know, the Lexington Art League is going to have its big summer fundraiser. This year we're trying to make it less cost prohibitive, more family focused. So it's going to be a big outdoor vintage circus theme.
Oh, that's fun.
That's going to be coming up in June. The Pride Fest is coming up in June.
Lots of great things.
It just goes on and on. I could go on and on.
Lexington, no shortage of stuff to do. If you don't think there's anything going on, you're just not looking hard enough.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right. Or you're looking too hard in all the wrong places.
Yeah, you need to back up about 10 feet.
Yeah, but tonight, Kris Kristofferson, be pretty interesting to listen to him talk because, you know, he was a Rhodes Scholar, I think.
Yeah.
He's a very smart man.
Yeah, and he's, had quite a storied career.
Yes.
No doubt about that.
He's.
So, yeah, Kris Kristofferson tonight at the Kentucky Theater, introducing a film as part of the Harry Dean Stanton Fest. Shout out to Lucy Jones and the Lexington Film League for all that you do for bringing film here to town.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Lori, thank you again so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This has been great learning about Lexington, all the cool stuff that's brewing up.
Yeah, it's just brewing and brewing.
We're getting there.
Yes,
just
sir.
Up and up every day.
That's right.
Cool. Well, nonetheless, we'll be back here on Friday. But until then, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll catch you later on. Peace. Bye.